Views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6. Today is December the 4th, 2017. We have a live show for you today. Looking forward to that. So definitely, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call. 866-510-9025. That number, once again, is 866-510-9025, then hit **. We will see you in queue and we'll definitely bring you up. So looking forward to today's show. And I want to thank you all for being a part of Tando Radio Show. Definitely appreciate you all. So definitely want to express that to you. And let's get into today's show. But before we do that, you know, we have to talk about supporting this network, because this network is how we're able to function, is how we're able to come together. It's how we're able to be who we are. And more importantly, it's going to be the direction that we are going to, is going to be will be one of the pathways to get to our mutual objective. So we definitely have to support Black Talk Radio Network. And how do we do that? We have to give some of our financial energy to the network so that it can remain relevant and on the air. And you can very easily do that by going to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. And once you're there, hit **. We will definitely see you. Daggone, what is wrong with me? What, did you hear what I just did? Man, I was too busy trying to see. This is why I can't do two things at one time. As soon as I get on air, I get a bunch of, man, why? Did you hear did you all hear just what I did? I went into the telephone number. That was, oh man, that was because I'm trying to do too much at one time. Let me focus right here. Go to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. And when you go there, you'll be on the homepage for this network. And on the homepage, you'll find where you can give some of your financial energy to the network so that it can maintain its overall economic direction. Hit the donation prompt. That's how you can support this network to ensure that it is bringing you what you have already deemed as being valuable and necessary. Want to continue on that path. Also, you can support the network by becoming a part of this social media outlet known as BTR Community. BTR Community is the social media outlet that this network has put together for your overall beneficial, for your to benefit you by way of those of you that engage in this social media activities. It is a grassroots and social media network where you can engage in all of your social media activities without being as adversely affected as if you would be on the mainstream one, such as Facebook. Why? Because that platform actually will be selling your identity to others, data mining, and many of us don't know that even though that you don't pay a cash price for Facebook, the price is much higher than that. It's actually what I would like to say, it's gathering your energy. And it's using your energy to its benefit in so many different ways. And it is crowdfunding against you. It's crowdfunding against you. And today's show is going to be about crowdfunding. We're going to talk about coins of change on today's show and the overall power of crowdfunding. And that's why it's very, very important that we see what's really, really going on here. See, one of the things, we'll get into that in the show, but come on over to BTR Community, where you don't have to worry about your identity being sold to anyone. And you don't have to worry about being as adversely affected by social media, your social media activities as you would in the other spots. Many of us don't even realize that we probably didn't get promoted or didn't get this or didn't get that because someone was able to access your social media activities and they can see more about you than you would want them to know. But see, they've made it so accepted now, we're even willing to give up the secrets of ourselves. We tell on ourselves. And that's what that program, that platform is all about, okay? It is harvesting garbage. Does it have some good attributes? Sure, but the bad ones outweigh anything that's good in it, so why even look at it that way? It's not beneficial. So come on over to BTR Community for only $24 a year for a membership, a subscription into where you can promote things about yourself, your business, things that you think need to have more public awareness or have more exposure, things you would like to talk about or engage in. You can do that there at BTR Community. It's the only place that I'll post. And it's the only really form of social media that I engage in. I will be engaging in YouTube more, but hey, that's okay. So it's for a collective good. So BTR Community, $24 a year for membership. And you don't have to worry about someone coming in and data mining. You know, someone could do it in a very malicious way because that's what all of the information that can be that you allow to get out about yourself if you allow it. But those that is probably less likely to happen than it is on the other sites. It definitely happens there. And it was actually purposely designed to do just that. That's why it doesn't charge you. But it definitely, that's why it doesn't send you a bill, but it definitely charges you. That's what I meant to say. Doesn't send you a bill, but it definitely charges you. So come on over to BTR Community for only $24 a year. Also, if you would like to acquire real money, you can do that by going to Prosperity Mint. Prosperity Mint is a full-service precious metals dealership. Go to Prosperity Mint. Now, the number for Prosperity Mint is the phone number that's there is not good. And reason being, the phone number that they had was tied to the Social Security office. Why would any phone provider ever give someone else the number to Social Security, the number that used to be attached to Social Security? Oh, my man. You know they're going to get crazy, crazy, crazy calls. So that number is not good. I'm going to in another number will be posted there soon. But come on over to Prosperity Mint, check out what's in inventory. And even though you're not paid as a king or a queen or as a lady and a gentleman, you definitely don't have to save as a slave. You can actually save as a king or a queen or a lady and a gentleman. That's in real money, okay? Everything value, value, value. That's very, very important. Also, if you'd like to engage in the cryptocurrency trading of Trade Coin Club, which I need to check myself, you can be a part of that. Actually forgot I needed to send some stuff out with that. And I haven't talked much about it. It's still doing, you know, very well, relatively well for what it does. But it is something that one another option that you could have for those of you that are engaging in cryptocurrencies. I'm pleased with it. It's doing what it is performing the way it said it would perform. So I'm actually absolutely happy about that. But another platform is far, far better, and we're going to be talking about that today, and that's Coins.
Joining conference now. This conference is being recorded by the organizer.
We're going to go over a lot of that today so that you'll know. It's a phenomenal, phenomenal program, and then I'm going to break it down. I said I wanted to do that for you all. So that's what we're going to be doing today. Scotty, did you have something, my brother?
Oh, no, man. Actually, it got bumped off, and I was calling back in. My bad.
Okay. Yeah. No problem. Yeah, it bumped you, and we got back in it. So definitely would like to engage in that. So what we're going to do is we're going to check out what's in the news here. And just want to say big ups to my man Roz today. Was kind of busy today. And so Roz posted a lot of crypto stuff for me today. And big ups to L.A. Ramon. That was a very significant YouTube video that you put from Al Jazeera about what's going on in Syria. So big ups to you all, and I truly, truly appreciate you guys. Hold on 1 second. And so we're going to take a look at what's in the news before we get into today's show. And at any time, if you would like to call in, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, hit **. Okay, so let me get into what's in the news. But before we do that, couple of other things. I just want to say this. Wow, the had a was at a seminar this weekend, was extremely busy from that seminar this weekend, but great seminar. We're going to be doing a whole lot more, and I would love for you, the Tando Radio Show listeners, to be able to be involved in that, because the information is beyond vital, and the overall people that attend and put it on are absolutely phenomenal individuals that you definitely want to know and have a part of your overall repertoire of handling different things, where you can actually get with people and actually share ideas and share everything of leverage to maintain and to establish control. Very, very, very important. So big ups to the peoples, my peeps at Legacy Wealth Management Group. Much love, much respect. And so that is 1 second. Hmm. One second. Sorry about this. Something happened to my computer. So let me... Okay, we're good to go now. All right, sorry about that. So we're going to get into what's in the news. First article that posted. My man Raj posted this one. The story of ancient Bitcoin, a tale that goes from the 5th century. Bitcoin has been a recent revelation as to the... As it first came to prominence in the tech world around 2013, it was actually earlier than that. Slowly but surely is now coming into the mainstream, largely as a result of the massive price increase in 2017, leading to plenty of headliners. So remember when I said there's nothing new about Bitcoin? It's been around since the 1700s. Well, my man Roz, shot that knows, you know, what we talk about here, and it's I didn't know it's been around since then. I knew it was around far, far long ago, but I'm not surprised. They do the same thing and over and over and over again. So definitely check that out. Great article. All I could do was just laugh once I saw that. And then also some of the things that are happening. There's actually going to be a trading. Let me take a look real quick. Yeah, and I don't think that I put it. Inside.
Joining conference now. This conference is being recorded by the organizer.
Today, but very, very important. Wanted to let you know. What's up? So that we can position ourselves appropriately, have the best position of advantage. Okay, so here it is. Let me pull this up. Hopefully I'll be able to find it, and I think I will. Where was it? Oops. So it's just going to be traded on December the 10th, but I want to let you know by which method it's going to be traded on. Let me pull that up for you. I think that's very, very important. And the CME is going to create a derivative by the beginning of the before the end of this year, which is only a couple of weeks. So all this is finding coming up. And you know, on Friday we did banking on Bitcoin, and I just want to say to you, wow, that a lot of that information that was, if that wasn't a CIA publication, I don't know what was. That's probably one of the that was a real, real lacent with a lot of influence. And I hope you were able, you, those of you that listen to Tando Radio Show know what we talk about. You were able to pick up on it. But here it is, Bitcoin futures trading to begin on December 10th. So it's going to be futures trading. So, and it's going to be, let me give it to you. It's going to be XBT is going to be the ticket. Let me just say this. That tells you pretty much everything there. So that is going to be jumping off relatively soon. It's a futures contract known as XBT. We'll start trading next Monday. And we'll offer free trading for the rest of the month to help draw in traders and create a market for both the CBOE and its crosstown rival, the CME Group. Ooh, man. But if this isn't hilarious. All right, y'all. It's going to be taken off, so make sure you position yourself, and because where it's going is far, far beyond where it is right now. So that's that one story. Let's jump back into a couple of other stories that's in the news. Next article, Roz posted this one as well. IRS, cryptocurrency is a property and swaps are taxable. The IRS have a tax code that allows like property exchange to be taxed free. But what about Bitcoin? What about cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and Ethereum? Is exchanging one for another a taxable event? What is the cryptocurrency to the IRS? So Raz posted this one, and this was out of Bit Management. Definitely check that out. And then first article I posted was from The Guardian. Financial markets could be overheating, warning the central bank body, meaning the BIS. Investors are ignoring warning signs that the financial markets could be overheating and consumer debt are rising to unsustainable levels. The global body of central banks just warned in its quarterly financial health check, and that was being the BIS, which is the Bank of International Settlement, which is in Brisbane, Switzerland, which is one of the four city-states in the world. Many people think that there's just three, but it's actually, they always forget the BIS is Washington, D.C., the City of London. It's a city inside of London in the financial district, and the Vatican. And then the BIS, the Bank of International Settlement, the central banks of all banks, the central bankers bank. So they established the policy. So check a look at their building. It's shaped like a boot for a reason. Check that out. Next article, North Korea says Trump is begging for a nuclear war. And this comes from Bloomberg. North Korea says that the celebrity figurehead U.S. President Trump is begging for a nuclear war by planning the largest ever joint aerial drill with South Korea just after concluding in an exercise with nuclear-powered aircraft. Should the Korean Peninsula and the world be embroiled in a crucible of nuclear war because reckless nuclear war maniacs of the U.S. are in power? Check out that article from, this is from Bloomberg, and we're going to take a look and play you a couple of things as well. Next article, I got this from the New York Times. Hawaii brings back a Cold War era nuclear warning system. The attack warning signals advise everyone to take immediate shelter, get inside and stay inside, and stay tuned. The last time the Hawaiian residents heard the attack warning sirens test was in the mid-1990s after the warning of a Cold War. Now they brought that back because definitely think that that's going to be happening. Next article, Raj posted this one from Bit Masters. And it's Bitcoin Masters, but it's BTC. Free cryptocurrency exchange forever now possible. Check out that article if you would like to. Next article comes from Roz. You got it from Cointelegraph. How to explain Bitcoin to your parents. And it's hilarious. With Bitcoin recently reaching a high water mark of all-time high of 11,500 it is inevitable that relatives will start asking questions, trying to convince parents to buy more Bitcoin to buy me Bitcoin in 2010. They laughed at me, and I never got a Bitcoin because of it. Talking about this kid. Well, don't they wish they would have listened to that kid back then? Definitely the next from the same publication, Bitcoin not a threat to global economy, says the Bank of England. Bank of England deputy says he has claimed that the leading cryptocurrency Bitcoin poses no threat to the global economy and financial institution. Check out that article. Next one from Bitcoin manager Raj posted this. Venezuela, a leap into cryptocurrencies. So, you know, cryptocurrency has never... The cryptocurrencies have never really gone through any financial hard times. It's never gone through one economic crisis. Well, it's showing itself in economic crisis of Zimbabwe and in Venezuela and other places. And for the time being, it's doing really, really well. And I anticipate that the system wants it to do really well because it brings in, well, I'll tell you what it brings in a little bit later. We're going to get into that. So check out that article. Next article, Rise got this one from Lying Like a Fox News. Venezuela to launch cryptocurrency to fight Trump's sanctions. Next article, Rise posted this from Cointelegraph. Exchanges struggle with massive influx of users. This is one of the things I wanted to warn you all about, especially those that that did engage in Coins of Change and Trade Coin Club and some of the ICOs in the beginning of the earlier this year when we were giving out was telling you about some of the ICOs that you may wanted to get in. Those individuals that did get into some of those ICOs that we had, they went from some of them went from $2 and $3 to now where they're at $13 and $14, or even lower than that, where they were like 80 cents, and now they're at $13 and $14. Phenomenal moves, and you should be using that as leverage for yourself and your family. Very, very, very important, and we may touch on some of that today in today's show. As a matter of fact, I know we will, because I really do think that we need to. I really needed to get into you all, Tando Radio Show listeners, just a conversation about some of the cryptos and what you should be doing, and we're going to be not what you should be doing, but what I see happening, and I just wanted to convey some things to you. So definitely, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, today's a good day for you to call, 866-510-9025. Next one, study shows millennial favor Bitcoin over traditional banking. Yes, and that's what the system wants, and that's where it's going to go. So check out those some of those articles. Oh, no, got a couple more. I had to scroll down. From Cointelegraph, Big Four accounting firms, PwC, now accepting Bitcoin payments. Did you hear that? Ernst & Young, KPMG, PwC are all, well, this one is just, they all are accepting Bitcoin as payment. Everything is going to be going to that. So this is why it's better for you to get into things before and then use the leverage to your best advantage. Next one, how cryptocurrency could offer independence from banks. Check out that article that Rise posted. Next, there was a YouTube video from Al Shajir that L.A. Ramon had posted. Check that out. Then next one, Rise posted from Cointelegraph. Bitcoin is the sixth largest currency in the world by circulation and is not even 10 years old. I added that part. Not even 10 years old. So check out that article. And then the last article I posted was from Reuters. Saudi war plane strikes the Houthis as alliances shift in the Yemen war. Some major moves happened in Yemen today. The former president of Yemen, the celebrity figurehead ex-president was killed. They killed him today in a bombing. I didn't read it all, but I think he was in his house. Ex-president, Ali Abdul Saleh, the ex-president of Yemen, and a former Houthi ally who has now renounced his alliances with the Iranian-backed group. So what did they do? Went and took him out. That is a major pivot there, and it's going to definitely perpetuate the overall global war move, and it's going to bring about the destabilization of World War III that's going to turn into global nuclear war I. Today is the 4th. The U.S. and South Korea have started their overall vigilant ace exercise in the Korean Peninsula as a show of force against North Korea. Hopefully things don't go awry, but they definitely are all positioned for all the assets to go awry, and it turned into a major event. It's going to be happening for the rest of the week. So let's hope nothing happens. Okay? right. But with that being said, there's a couple of things that I wanted to do. Definitely wanted to play something for you before we get into today's show. And today's show is going to be about coins of change. But I wanted you to hear something very, very particular and very, very important so that you can, I don't want you to be caught off guard by anything. This is celebrity figurehead Lindsey Graham speaking about, and it was on Face the Nation this weekend. And this is about 3 minutes long, but I want you to really listen and hear what is being said and why, and so that you can be properly prepared. So let me just let this queue up. It's all ready to go. Here we go. And it said, and this is the trumping from, I mean, this is the underwrite from it. Celebrity figurehead Graham says Trump has the right approach to North Korea. Here we go. Listen to it.
Lindsey Graham, Senator, before we get to North Korea, one more question on this investigation. The New York Times reported this week the president had made some calls up to the Hill about these investigations into Russian interference. Was that appropriate for him to make those phone calls?
I don't know what the content was, but he's never asked me to stop an investigation. Yeah, it would be inappropriate for the president to say, stop the investigation. It's not inappropriate to have a discussion in general. Again, I just want people to understand. Mike Flynn would know if there was collusion, in my view, between the Trump campaign and the Russians. There's no evidence of collusion yet. Nobody's been charged with collusion. The Manafort lawyer said there was no collusion. But if there was, Flynn would know, and we're going to know pretty soon one way or the other.
But on the larger question, you're not saying it's only about collusion, because there is this obstruction of justice question, that's which is quite important.
A completely different, but that's not my focus, right?
Sure,
now.
I understand. Yeah. But I'm saying in general,
sure,
that's
absolutely
not going to overlook
absolutely.
That. North Korea. Where are we with North Korea right now?
We're getting close to military conflict because North Korea is marching toward marrying up the technology of an ICBM with a nuclear weapon on top that can not only get to America but deliver the weapon. We're running out of time. McMaster said that yesterday. I'm going to urge the Pentagon not to send any more dependents to South Korea. South Korea should be an unaccompanied tour. It's crazy to send spouses and children to South Korea given the provocation of North Korea. So I want them to stop sending dependents, and I think it's now time to start moving American dependents out of South Korea.
How close? You say we're getting close to military confrontation. What are we talking about here?
The intelligence community can tell you that better than I can, but I had an extensive discussion with the administration about this topic. The policy of the Trump administration is to deny North Korea the capability to hit America with a nuclear-tipped missile, not to contain it. Denial means preemptive war as a last resort. That preemption is becoming more likely as their technology matures. Every missile test, every underground test of a nuclear weapon means the marriage is more likely. I think we're really running out of time. The Chinese are trying, but ineffectively. If there's an underground nuclear test, then you need to get ready for a very serious response by the United States.
Should the Congress be having a big open conversation about preemptive war?
Yeah, I think so. I think the president, as inherent authority as commander-in-chief, has the ability to strike North Korea to protect the American homeland. But this discussion needs to happen among ourselves.
Let me ask you about the president's team. There were a lot of back and forth this week about whether Secretary of State Tillerson is going to stay in the job. Do you net?
Okay. I wanted to stop it there real quickly, and I want to replay one portion of it. I want you to really hear what was said here and pay close attention. Here we go. I want to just replay this really quickly. Here we go.
The underground test of a nuclear weapon means the marriage is more likely. I think we're really running out of time. The Chinese are trying, but ineffectively. If there's an underground nuclear test, then you need to get ready for a very serious response by the United States.
Should the Congress be having a big open conversation about preemptive war?
Yeah, I think so. I think the president, as inherent authority as commander-in-chief, has the ability to strike North Korea to protect the American homeland. But this discussion needs to happen among ourselves.
Let me ask you about the president's team. There were a lot of back and forth this week about whether Secretary of State Tillerson is going to stay in the job. Do you net, after all the reports and so forth is over, do you have confidence in the president's team around him to manage this tricky question.
He's got the best national security team of anybody I've seen since I've been in Washington. The president himself early on made the right decision. I'm not going to allow North Korea to hit America with a nuclear weapon. We're not going to live under that threat. If I have to go to war and I don't want to stop it, I will. Everybody before President Trump screwed it up, including Republicans. Now we need to get it right, and I think he's got the right approach. He's got the right team. I hope China will help us. We're running out of time.
All right, then we have run out of time, Senator. Thank you so much for being with us, and we'll be back in a moment.
Well, I don't know about you, but this is very concerning from the standpoint of we knew that this was the environment. We knew that this was the created environment that was going to be happening. But see, the repercussions and the ramifications of this is so great. This is our daughters we're talking about now. This is not something that the general population should be allowing to go on and allowing to take place. Something the general population and everyone around the world should not be participating in. But because we've been so thoroughly indoctrinated in school, we do just that. And we sit and allow ourselves to surrender our sovereignty for someone else's freedom. Their freedom by the rule of law. Notice the rule of law, because it's ruling you in surrenderance. Very, very concerning. It's not a matter of if, not a matter of when, but a matter of how bad. Matter of how much, how long. This will happen. And I see that because of how everything is positioning itself around the world, you have to be positioning yourself. It was one of the reasons why I wanted to do today's show. This is beyond, I don't know about you, but this is more important to me in so many ways, because what is going to happen, the real intention here is to divide people. And there's great power in dividing people. When you divide people, you control the feral nature of man. Every child is indoctrinated to hate and to constantly consume that sweet poison. And because of that, we become addicted to it that our physical life depends on that type of infusion daily in our lives. We got to get that hit. We got to get that war hit. We got to get that hate hit. We got to get that separatism hit. We have to get that low frequency hit. And I just hope one day that we see things for the truth and not for the mask. So definitely going to be moving in that direction. If you'd like to get in on a conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025. And when this thing goes, they said it's going to catch so many people off guard, because look at this type of information that's being put out, and where is the interest? Let me tell you, the rest of the world is really, really positioning themselves for this. But I guess Housewives, what's their show? Housewives of Atlanta was on last night, and I guess it was a good one. We don't ever miss that type of stuff. We don't miss the games. We don't miss this, and we don't miss that, but we sure do miss the stuff that really matters. But somebody wants to intentionally cloak that from us. But here at Tando Radio Show, Black Talk Radio Network, we choose something else. Not out of anger, not out of fear, but out of sovereignty. Refusing to participate. Most powerful thing that you can do. So, just wanted to express that. Now, what I want to do is I want to get into today's show. But if you have any questions or comments, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. And what I want to do, I want to play a Coins of Change. How much time we got? Cool. Presentation that is about 9 minutes long. And just to introduce you to it. And then I'm going to come back in and talk about it and some of the things that are left out, because this is a very, 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 very powerful program, and it's something that definitely, definitely works. So I'm going to play this. Let me make sure. Uh-oh, it's not the old one, but it may be the old one. Okay, yes, yeah, it's an old one, but I'll make the different changes because the one that's out now. Let me see. Yep. That's it. Okay, so here we go. Let me play this for you and just want you to listen to this. And this is the crowdfunding campaign known as Coins of Change. And I'm going to come in and just give you my overall view of it all and why it's so powerful. So here it is. Let me set this up real quick and then we'll get it started. Here we go.
Welcome to the world's first community that combines your passion for freedom, independence, and philanthropy with crowdsourcing. We are Coins of Change, and together we create defining moments. Coins of Change is philanthropic at heart. We all know the adage, give a man a fish, he eats for a day. Teach a man to fish, he eats for a lifetime. We're committed to helping each other succeed, so we ask our community to pay it forward through the sharing of knowledge and resources to empower entrepreneurs and their philanthropists within. If training were enough, more businesses would succeed. This is why we introduced our new technology platform, which is a peer-to-peer crowdsourcing donation platform that utilizes advanced crowd compression technology. In addition to providing access to quality training and mentorship, it also allows you to crowdsource a Bitcoin collection to help you fuel your dreams. Our crowdsourcing platform can help you collect up to 1, 50, or even hundreds of Bitcoins as you support the growth of this community. This community is about people helping people, not just about growing our individual Bitcoin collections, but in supporting each other's charitable and philanthropic pursuits. What's your cause? The reason behind your drive to succeed? This is central to our purpose, which gives our efforts true meaning. Bring your passions to us, share your dream to help others, and together we can help crowdfund a solution. What is crowdfunding? Crowdfunding is where individuals can contribute small amounts of capital, but as part of a larger group of individuals, these small amounts can add up to something massive. And it's through this crowdfunding that we can truly make a difference. At Coins of Change, we've selected Bitcoin as our cryptocurrency of choice. Why Bitcoin? Bitcoin is the world's most widely accepted digital currency. Japan is one of the most recent countries to formally recognize Bitcoin and expects more than 3,000 retailers to start accepting it by year's end. Here's what people in the know have to say. Bill Gates calls Bitcoin a tour de force. Richard Branson says that he believes that Bitcoin has the capacity to transform global payments. But Peter Thiel, the author, entrepreneur, and investment banker, said it best when he said Bitcoin has the potential to change the world. And did you know how widely accepted Bitcoin already is? Companies like eBay and Amazon, where you can almost buy anything except Bitcoin. Then there's Subway, Tesla, Apple, and Victoria's Secret. They all already accept Bitcoin, and this list keeps growing. In our current market, Bitcoin has a value ranging between $4,000 and $6,000. So let's talk conservatively about Bitcoin at a value of $3,000. What could you do with 1 to 5 Bitcoins? You could pay off a debt, go on a nice vacation, or maybe put a down payment on a car. But what could you do with 15 bitcoins? You could put a down payment on your dream home, invest in a business, or simply start building a nest egg. But imagine, what could you do with more than 200 bitcoins? You could be driving in your dream car while living in an international lifestyle, visiting beaches all over the world, just to return to your oasis that you call home. But remember, we are coins of change. We're all here not only to make a difference in our own lives, but in the lives of people in the world around us. Imagine being able to help save a village from famine, or fund healthcare for the underprivileged, combat pollution, inspire others to give and be part of this change. But most of all, we're a community of people helping people. So how do you get started? First, you're invited to join Coins of Change. Follow the link and register. Fund the internal wallet with bitcoins valued at $50, and you're ready to begin. First, you will join the Silver platform. Once complete, you will have access to our Bitcoin ebook and video course where you can learn more about cryptocurrency. To activate stage one, otherwise known as our contributor level, you will complete the $50 contribution, which allows you to receive a $40 value of Bitcoin from up to three people in your level one, totaling up to $120 in Bitcoin value. When you're ready to enter stage two, or the apprentice level, you will contribute $80 to activate the stage. Now you're eligible to receive up to $70 in value of Bitcoin from up to nine people, or a total of $630 in Bitcoin value. From here, you're eligible to activate the entrepreneur stage, or stage three. With the $280 Bitcoin value, you can contribute this and you will receive up to $250 in Bitcoin value from up to 27 people in your level three. That's a total Bitcoin value of up to $6,750. From here, you're ready to enter the philanthropist stage, stage four. To activate this level, you will contribute $1,000 in Bitcoin value to the platform, which makes you eligible to receive $900 from up to 81 people in level four, for a maximum value of $72,900. From here, again, once you've completed this level, you're eligible to activate stage five, better known as our legacy stage. To activate this stage, you will contribute $5,400 in Bitcoin value to the platform, which opens you up to receiving $4,900 in Bitcoin value from up to 243 people. This is a true legacy builder at more than $1.1 million maximum. Upon activating the silver platform, you are eligible to join the gold platform at any time. When you join and activate the gold platform, you will gain access to our educational programs that will teach you how to build a successful online e-commerce business, as well as our renowned Facebook e-commerce course. With hundreds of retail stores closing each and every year, it's no wonder that e-commerce is the way of the future. Consider in recent time, Barnes & Noble has closed over 200 stores, as well as Staples and GameStop. The stores are not just a victim to time and changing attitudes, but they are suffering the crush of the convenience of e-commerce. Upon activating your gold membership, you'll get access to the entire video course system for free. This is a $699 value. This course can teach you how to start a business or even transition your existing business online. So, to activate your gold membership, you will contribute 0.1 Bitcoin to the platform, and this will open up your first level, known as the contributor level, allowing you to receive up to 0.09 Bitcoins from up to three people on your first level, for a maximum collection of up to 0.27 Bitcoins. Now you're eligible for the apprentice stage, or stage two. To activate the stage, you will contribute 0.2 Bitcoin to the platform, which makes you eligible to receive 0.18 Bitcoin from up to nine people, for a total value of 1.62 Bitcoins. Now you're ready to go to the entrepreneur level, or stage three. To activate the entrepreneur level, you will contribute one Bitcoin to the platform, where you're now eligible to receive up to 0.9 Bitcoins from up to 27 people. This would total 24.3 Bitcoins collected.
Now you can move on to the stage four or the philanthropist level. To activate this level, you will contribute 3 bitcoins to the platform, and now you're eligible to receive 2.5 bitcoins from up to 81 people. This would be a maximum of 226.8 bitcoins collected. From here, you're ready to move on to stage five or the legacy level. To activate this stage, you'll contribute 6 bitcoins to the platform. You'll be eligible to receive 5 bitcoins from up to 243 people in your fifth level. This would be a maximum of 1,215 bitcoins collected. So remember, at Coins of Change, contributions go to our fellow members. Our members receive immediate value upon joining. There are no hidden costs, no monthly renewal fees, and you have the support of the member who invited you to help you grow your collection. Okay, here's how you get started. Step one, open your free blockchain wallet and buy Bitcoin. We recommend using Coinbase.com or blockchain.info. Step two, become a member of coinsofchange.org and activate your silver membership before activating your gold. Step three, log in to explore your new membership and join our Facebook group, where you can stay connected and learn more about growing our community. Coins of Change was founded to help achieve personal and philanthropic goals, whether it's to find a cure for cancer or feed the hungry. Members are people who help people. What's your cause? Thank you for watching. We are Coins of Change together.
Okay, I wanted to just play that for you all really quickly. Then I'm going to give you my presentation of Coins of Change because I care about you. And you can definitely get in on the conversation. So we're getting ready for a commercial break. Well, we got a little time before the commercial break. Now, this was actually a older one. The actual platform has changed. And I want to go over some of those changes, but I also want to go over the whole process, because one of the things about this platform is that its true value is not really emphasized enough. Its true value are its members and its potential members that will become members. Its true value is you. Because that's where the money really lies, not the currency, either by way of paper currency, by way of digital currency, by way of any form of currency that man has created. The true value of this whole system is by what the great creator has given as a measure of harmony and benevolency. Your energy. That's the true value of this platform. And I definitely want to share it with you all. And if you have any questions, if you're a member or not a member, don't be shy. You definitely can call in. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. When we come out of the commercial break, what I'm going to do is I'm going to actually give you my presentation about what this is about and where where this true value is and why this is an opportunity that you should never slip by you, okay? Shouldn't slip by you, because the opportunity and the value of it actually should spur you to be involved. So you're listening to, but oh, before we go to the commercial, but I think we got a couple of minutes. I got my good brother out of OKC. We're going to go to that brother, and then after that we'll go to a commercial break, and then we'll go into my presentation of Coins and Change of why you should be involved with it. We got my man out of OKC. What up, bro? How you feeling?
How you doing, big bro? Peace.
Peace, my friend. Peace. What's happening?
Look, man, I just was listening to the Bitcoin thing, and I just had a couple of questions. It's basically somewhat of like a pyramid type deal, right?
Like yes, every business is.
Every business. So my question is: this might be a silly question, man. But do you think AI is generating this all this buzz about this Bitcoin? Because basically, in essence, I mean, you even taught me possession is nonsense of the law. So it's still fiat currency. I can't possess it, so it's a key stroke away from me. I mean, and my last question is, like, when the data mine, when you mining the Bitcoin, is that what they're doing? Are they mining? Are they able to steal mine? Basically, is that what they're doing? They're stealing from other people.
Great, 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 great question. Let's take them in 2 points. So let's take the. Don't mute your line. Don't mute your line. Great, great, great question. I'm glad. John Robert Henry Paul
Junior Jones the Third
had brought that up, my man. But let's take the first question. Is that it was basically this is a fiat. Absolutely. Is it generated by the artificial intelligence? Very well could be. Is it something that was created by man? Absolutely. Is it something that you should save in? Absolutely not.
Not, yeah.
One of the things that in some of our seminars, this is the emphasis, this is what I always highlight in our when I give our seminar presentation. I give my seminar presentation. Investment. Excuse me. Number one is control, investment, and leverage. Control, investment, and leverage. Those are the three fundamental things those are the three tools, the three proven tools to establishing generational wealth.
But I'm sorry to cut you off, but
hold on, I'm going to get to it because it's right where you're saying. All currency should be leveraged for assets. All currency should be used to acquire money. Why? Because when you use currency to acquire assets, guess what? You're not paying anything for the intrinsic value. You're getting something that the market is asking the wrong price for. So what does that mean? That you'll always be in a profit. But what most people do is that they save in currency and ignore money. That means they're broke. Doesn't matter if it's Bitcoin or if it's cash or it's digital currency. If you don't leverage it, if you do not leverage it correctly, you will lose. And that's what the system wants. I know they gave an elaborate story about how Bitcoin came about, the cryptocurrency came about. No. In my estimations, the same people that created the cryptocurrency, I mean, the fiat, oh, excuse me, not the fiat. Fiat, everything is a fiat. Gold is a fiat. Silver is a fiat. That just means that it's deemed by the overall government as a medium of exchange, okay? But there's worthless fiats and there's fiats that have value, okay? That's what fiat really means, okay? The U.S. dollar right now, the fiat of the U.S. dollar, the U.S. government has deemed it as the overall preferred method of paying its debt and for mediums of exchange. But what backs the paper fiat dollar is three things: confidence, the petrol dollar, four things: confidence, the petrol dollar, the reserve currency status in the U.S. military. Confidence is being lost by the rest of the world. Uh-oh, problem for the dollar. Petrodollar is being challenged, and new mediums of exchange for resources is being established. That's not using the dollar. Uh-oh, problem for the dollar. Other countries are making trade deals excluding the dollar or not having the dollar as the medium or as the middle medium of exchange or the necessary medium of exchange means they don't have to have they don't have to have a bunch of dollars in their overall Federal Reserves or in their holdings. Uh-oh, problem for the dollar. And the U.S. military is no longer able to do anything that it was able to do. It's no longer the big beacon of a bully throughout the world. Uh-oh, problem for the dollar. So if you put the cryptocurrency in its proper perspective, what should you be doing with it? You should be leveraging it to acquire assets and not saving in it, because that's what the system would prefer you to do. Always to save in a debt instrument. What is a debt instrument? A promise. It's a promise without intrinsic value. So that's what this is. And then there was another question that was asked.
Yeah, go ahead and take your commercial break, brother, and then I just wanted to ask one last question.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm glad you reminded me. We're going to take the commercial break. Big ups to you, bro. We're going to take the commercial break, and then we'll come back, and we're going to finish the question. The question that my man had, John Paul Michael Jay, had asked. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, then hit **, we'll see you in queue, and we'll bring you up. Today's show, we're talking about a controlled investment and leverage. And it was a good question about the cryptocurrency. Yes, it is a currency. They tell you that, cryptocurrency. Okay? And now there was another question about the mining aspect of it all. Well, in my estimation, here's where it is that the mining of certain coins in the crypto space is not really relevant any longer. Let's take Bitcoin for an example. Mining Bitcoin, when it was first introduced, that's when you wanted to do the mining of it. But as it starts to move up to these higher dollar denominator, or it creates more medium of exchange awareness or command more medium of exchange interest in the overall, and confidence, more confidence is put into it by the general population, by the system forcing it. Mining means is not really relevant, because how the mining aspect works is from solving within the blockchain the different algorithms and codes, and so they get small satoshis or small portions of that, but those portions are going to be so small now that it's not really worth it. The thing that is going to be the beneficial way to do things in the future is to find the right investment opportunity that allows you to leverage your currency as an investment to obtain control of money. Leverage, investment, control. Leverage, investment, control. Who do you think would be the smarter? You have two children. One child is given worthless pieces of paper or cryptos, and another child is giving a worthless piece of paper or crypto. The one child on the right is given that crypto of the of paper in crypto, and they go and buy consumer goods with it. They go take their worthless currency and go other purchasing other worthless items with it. What did that child just do? They just sealed and reinforced their addiction to consumerism, which will always keep them economically poor. The system will always look to exploit. The economic system will always choose to look to exploit. And the overall path of least resistance, or the overall prey that they will seek, are those that have no understanding of what value is. And those that are interested in consumerism, interested in acquiring worthless things, the system will create that avenue so it can always eat. And that system will be controlled by those that understand the difference between worthless and priceless. Consumerism and value. Price, sustainability. The economic system will always prey on those that have no awareness of value, but are always those that ignore value but look for price. Because that entails consumerism. So there is nothing different about the economic system at all. It's the same economic system that was in the past that was destroying families and will continue to do the same. But one of the things about this is that they're doing it in a way that people will choose something that they think is going to give them something else. Here's the great magic trick. The key to magic is not to trick you, but to make you believe. Many believe a lot of the falsehoods that are tied into paper currency as well as digital currency or cryptocurrency. And what I want to expose to you is leveraging an investment for control. It's leveraging into an investment for control. That is what I think is the most prudent way, and is the difference between the child that takes the worthlessness and exchange it for more worth, something else that's worthless, and then the child in comparison to the child that takes the overall worthless item and they exchange it for value of something that has an intrinsic value. Because that individual is keen to the truth. They say iron sharpens iron. Only energy can sustain energy. And that overall individual becomes a prodigious saver of what? Things that sustain life. Man has never created anything that sustained life. The great creator has created everything that's necessary for sustaining life. There isn't anything that you can approve upon that. Means that you're perfect and the overall ecosystem is perfect as well. But I didn't want to go too far in that. But I wanted to say that because it is. This opportunity in coins of change is much, there's much to it that establishes a high frequency of value. Because what the difference between you and us is that we will be like the child on the left, because many will choose to be the child on the right. The child on the left understands they're going to hear everything that you say, but they're not going to listen to a darn thing that you direct. And this is powerful. And one of the one of the reasons why coins of change is so powerful is because it is using one of the most proven methods to sustaining generational wealth, and is the truth. They call it crowdfunding, crowdsourcing. I call it collective prudence. And I've been talking about that from the very first day that we started this radio show. The necessity for collective prudence. So that's what's so powerful about this. But I want to go over this presentation with you all, and just hear me out on this, and then we'll take your call. The actual numbers that were put out are different now, okay? So I want to give you the presentation, pretty much. And this is just a presentation from my overall aspect. It's crowdfunding. And I want you to say, and for Coins of Change, I'm just going to read this, what they say. Who are we? Coins of Change is a community where people participate in a peer-to-peer crowdfunding technology platform with the world's leading cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, to support the causes that mean the most to them, talking about the individuals. That's what the overall, that's some of the core values of Coins of Change. Here's what's significant about it. It's taking the cryptocurrency realm that is gaining much confidence in intertwining it into the proven method of generating wealth of crowdfunding, crowdsourcing, or collective prudence. Basically, you knew it as a child. Every child that you saw as a child, you saw that individual as having some value of worth that you needed to attract yourself to, get to know, and share. You knew that instinctively as a child until it was broken. And so, crowdfunding. What is it? Every person here has never not been engaged in crowdfunding. You've been engaged in crowdfunding by the federal government crowd funds. That's their real business. Their real business of every sovereign nation and every government and every corporation that's in government, their overall business is crowdfunding. They take the energy of the people and they gather it for their consumption. That's crowdfunding. Okay? The banks. The banks have always been crowdfunders. Think about it. Most people think that the banks give out loans, and that's what they do. They give out currency. They do this and that. That's not their business. Not the essence of their business. The essence of their business is to have members provide for the quality of life and standard of living that they want to engage in at the overall members' expense. That's crowdfunding. That's really what a bank's business is. Anywhere you go throughout the world, and particularly in this country, but anywhere you go throughout the world, I'm going to give you four of the main businesses that you will find that have strong economic presence within the overall communities. Here they are. Number one, the governments via the courts. No matter where you go in this country or throughout the world, its courts are always going to be the most elaborate buildings that's there. Because what's their business? Crowdfunding. Number two, insurance companies. What's their business? Crowdfunding. Get members to hope to not engage in something, and then they'll pay them in case they do. But when they don't do it, they leverage crowdfunding. Number three, the banks. No matter where you go in the world, you will always see the banks as one of the biggest buildings in the towns, cities, states, or parishes, or whatever that you would, however it's actually adjudicated. You'll find that, the banks. Last one, the church. What is the business of the church? The business of the church is crowdfunding. That's why they have a 501c3. The business of the church is crowdfunding. And I want to just say this. Here's the power of crowdfunding. There's only one business in the world that has mastered crowdfunding the best. And you can see it if you know the truth. They're 7 days out the week, 24 hours in a day. 7 times 24 is 168 hours out of the week. And out of that 168 hours in the week, business, there are some business that have to work 24 hours a day, 6 or 7 days a week in order to maintain a profit. Some are able to go to 12, or some are able to go to 16, 12, or 9 hours at the least in order to maintain a profit. Some of them work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and still are barely making it, and they're not making a profit. These are businesses. There's one business that only 2 hours a week do they work on average. 2 hours a week, while everyone else is working 24, 16, 12, and at least 9 hours to break even. The church is the only organization in the world that only works 2 hours out of the week, and look at all of the economic momentum and standing that they are able to create out of 2 hours a week. Why? Because the church has mastered crowdfunding. Yes, some churches have different ceremonies and everything else, but on average, they're closed on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and they open on Sunday for about 2 hours. Everything else is a special occasion, or it's a small gathering of the crowd that they're already funding off of. One of the ways that you establish generational wealth is that you establish it through crowdfunding. Now, I'm not saying anything bad about the churches, but what I'm saying is the truth. The real business of the church is crowdfunding, and they've mastered it so much is that the churches of the world control more assets than some of the largest corporations or nations in the world. And that's just the truth. And the reason why that is because they've mastered crowdfunding. So here lies a hint. Here lies a clue. Why aren't you doing what has proven to work for millions of years? Crowdfunding. When communities of people come together for a common cause or a common interest, and they give their energy to that interest or to that cause, that overall organization is unstoppable, and it will leverage itself into generational wealth that will go into perpetuity. Don't think that's real? How about the founders, known as the founding fathers? Why did they do that? Because they mastered crowdfunding. The U.S. government became extremely wealthy. They may have squandered off the wealth, but see, they still came extremely wealthy from crowdfunding. It works. And one of the things, the key to crowdfunding, is to keep you a part of someone else's crowdfunding campaign where you do not reap the benefits of your energy contributions. So if the people themselves would have, the people themselves would take that proven truth and apply it to their lives, there would be very few instances of poverty. One of the things, and I'm not saying that this is the case for all, Most poverty is created because those that are impoverished do not identify with value. They've lost their identity to value. What's valuable? What has an intrinsic truth to it? And because of that, their poverty extends through the controlling of assets that are valuable. And because of that, they have no sustainability. Now they need a boss. Now they need a controller. Now they need a ruler. Now they need a king. And what's so powerful about this platform with Coins of Change is that the real power of it is not in the Bitcoin. It's in the crowdfunding. Here's why. When you become a member with Coins of Change, in order for you to fill your whole line, will take roughly 59,000 people. See, most people will look at, oh my goodness, I can't do that, and oh my goodness, how much am I going to get paid off of that? Here's where it misses. I want you to look at this from a value standpoint and not from a price standpoint. 59,000 people means that you have the opportunity to change your conditions for yourself, your family, and your overall community. You always hear us talk about that. Yourself, your family, and your community. 59,000 people. Do you know how many engineers will be in that overall community of 59,000 people? You know how many doctors will be there? You know how many architects will be there? You know how many people with great talents that are unique to the individual that will be there? You'll have 59,000 of them. And what could you do with such an energy force of 59,000? You can establish an asymmetrical sovereignty that can't be stopped. Because what you'll be able to do is not focus on ownership, but focus on control. One of the things about Black Wall Street, here's where Black Wall Street went wrong. Don't care if you get mad at me or not. I know we like to glamorize different situations and different stories throughout history. That's fine. If that's what you want to do, I don't do that as much as I possibly cannot do that. Here's what happened with Black Wall Street, why Black Wall Street went wrong. Black Wall Street was established off ownership. They controlled nothing. Because one of the things about control is that when you control something, you're now put out in front to be attacked. You're always put in the position of advantage to decide the overall direction or the next set or the next step or the next set of events to happen. You don't wait for the wind to move you. You create the force of wind that moves all. That's why. And we've gotten away from that culturally. We've gotten away from that family-wise, and we've gotten away from that individually. This is why this platform is a conduit to returning to generational wealth that you can establish where your overall energy can be sustained for eternity, even if you no longer physically exist. So let me go on in the power of this. So from that, crowdfunding. In 2012, Obama passed an act that drastically altered the landscape of crowdfunding platforms. And it was the JOBS Act. the Jobs Act. Jumpstart our business startups. That's what it stood for. And what was there signed in there? It was an actual sign in the law that the everyday citizen should have the same opportunity, or now has the same opportunity, to crowdfund and crowdsource just as the major corporations, the overall sovereign wealth funds, the overall federal governments, and the churches, and the universities and institutions around the world. The everyday person now has that ability to do that under the color of authority. So what did that do? It actually sanctioned crowdfunding. Here's why that is so important. It actually established a way in which you can crowdfund or you can be crowdfunded. Someone can do that to you. Very, very important. Which side of it will you be on? And one of the things a lot of people say, is this a pyramid and this is a Ponzi? Or is it multi-level marketing? I look at the value of it, not the nonsense of it. Every business that's in business is a pyramid. Every business has to do some form of marketing in order to stay in business. That's a fact. Whatever it is that you do, if the customers start coming to your overall business, guess what? Lights go out, doors go closed, and the name changes. Until someone else will come there, turn on the lights, open the doors, and have a different business there. But in order for them to make it, they're going to have to establish that same ideology. Everything is. Organically or by man. Okay? But the power in this whole thing is that you have the opportunity to direct your overall future through agreement and harnessing and momentumizing others' energy as well. And you share four types of people in this world, in my estimations. There's the pusher, the puller, the rider, and the watcher. The watcher is one individual that's looking to see if they're going to get in, or they're watching to see it all fall apart. They're watching to see if they're going to get in as a puller, they're going to get in as a rider, they're going to get in as a pusher, or are they just going to watch the whole thing destroy itself, or are they going to watch it just flourish? The pusher is the individual that helps you get. It's like pushing up a boulder up a hill. They're the ones that's pushing, helping you push the boulder where you want to go. Then there's the puller. The puller is the one that everything is attached to. All of the weight of the overall boulder is harnessed to that overall individual. Sometimes they use horses for that, okay? So you're harnessed into all of the weight of the boulder. It's, you're strapped to the weight of the boulder. So if the pushers ever get out of the way, the overall weight and the overall gravity in the steepness of the hill is going to be working against you. Guess what's going to happen? It's going to pull you to the bottom. Here's the riders. Riders jump on board because they don't want to contribute anything, but they just want to go along for the ride. And they add weight. They don't add solutions. They don't add energy. They consume it. It's very, very important that we change our overall perception of things and identify from the uniqueness of ourselves, who we are and where we're going and what we want to do, and then energize it. Without that, then you're a watcher waiting to be a rider. So I'm going to get into this a little bit more. We got a commercial break coming up. Then we're going to come back to my man, Roz is in queue. And then what I want to do is I want to bring this overall scale to you and then show you something that's very, very, very important before we get out of here today. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Okay.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Hit star, star. We'll see you in queue, and we'll definitely bring you up. What I want to do before we get back into today's show, we got my man Roz that has chimed in. Want to go to Roz. Roz, what's going on, brother? Love the site,
hey,
man.
Love. Greetings. How you doing?
I'm good. Hold on, before you say anything, man, Roz, you got to tell us about the site and the great accomplishment. Give my regards. Congratulations. When I saw it, I was setting, you know, getting ready for seminars and stuff, but I was, man, it just brought a fire and a real joy to see that, bro. So definitely tell everyone what's up with that and where they can go to actually participate in some of the things that you guys are doing.
No problem. Thank you. First, I wanted to say greetings to you, Mel, all other callers and listeners, and Scotty as well. Thanks again for this platform, Scotty. We've been working on this for a little while now, so it's probably like a couple of years, like 2 years maybe, because we've been taking care of my in-laws. So between dealing with that and trying to, you know, do the business stuff on the side, it took a while. But my wife has a company. It's called EC Bags. It's www.isiibags.com. And what it is my wife had worked in the manufacturing industry for well over 15 years before she started caring for her parents. And she used to basically run these businesses for Jewish folks, for Indian people. Lots of them practiced racism and mistreated her on many levels, even though she was one of the main people sustaining their business as far as her business acumen, being able to do multiple jobs at the same time to get things accomplished. So what she started doing was she started first creating her own fabric. She's an artist, so she paints and she paints, she draws, she makes earrings, she does all kinds of stuff. So with the painting, it developed into her creating her own fabrics. From creating her own fabric, she decided to start manufacturing her own handbags because that's the industry she came from. And then she started also sourcing imported fabrics. A lot of them are pretty much African textiles, but she started making bags from her own textiles and then also the imported textiles. And we finally got everything up and running. She actually is in Woodbridge Mall, New Jersey. There's a store there where they have her bags actually being sold amongst a bunch of other black business owners who make their own product. So we've been really hustling. She's been doing a lot of work. I've been helping her too. But ultimately, it's just been a long, long time, and it's finally here. And you know, we're just trying to get the black business thing cranking and make it happen so we don't have to, you know, work for people who don't respect our time, energy, or just the fact that we are alive. And that's the thing that I wanted to say. Just thank you for allowing me the opportunity to even discuss that. Please support, you know, I try to support black businesses all the time. And black people.
We will be supporting.
That's something that we've made a lifelong goal of ours as a family, and it's something that I hope that we can, you know, do for each other. This is the way we're supposed to do things, and this ties into what we're doing here with Coins of Change, because if you think about it, even this platform, Black Talk Radio Network, right, is based on trust. Scotty got an ancestral impression that there was something that needed to be done to create a platform for us to speak for ourselves freely and be able to tell the truth to one another and help to thwart a lot of the misinformation that's out there that has us going in a myriad of directions and not really working on solving the problem that we're dealing with, which is domination by European powers globally, right? So if you think about it, there's a level of trust that has to be had that Scotty's putting out into the universe to get like-minded, melanated people globally that would be able to support what he's doing, because in reality, everything that he's doing is not for himself. It's for the people who are on the platform, myself and Jenna included, you included, and then for the people who actually receive the information that we provide. So it's a self-fulfilling prophecy of positivity for melanated people. When you go into it, when you talk about Coins of Change, and I'm involved in it, so I can speak on it firsthand. I never promote anything that I personally myself isn't in. It's just like a guy in the military telling his soldiers to go do something that he's never done. So for me, it's very important that I'm involved, and I'm not just going to be talking out my backside, you know, saying things, and I'm not involved in it myself. Now, it took me back to a time in my early 20s when I was working in the financial services industry. We had a SUSU that I facilitated and created, and we had about 25 people, and these were all people that we trusted. These were the 25 people that were most trustworthy on the job that were all black. And each of us contributed $200 a month to this SUSU pot. And at the end of that month, one person got the $5,000. Now, that is the epitome of what Neely Fuller talks about in United Independent. We were united in creating this nest egg that we were able to provide through crowdfunding, 25 people putting in $200 a month. And one person out of the 25 people got the $5,000 each month. And we would do that by going into a pot and picking the person's name out. So ultimately, everybody got their turn at getting the $5,000. And the way that that was facilitated was through actual trust and a united independent trust amongst individuals, collective prudence, collective trust, and then us shooting for this goal of $5,000. Now, when the person received the $5,000, they could do what they want with it. So independent in the sense that you have your own personal things that you're taking care of, use the money for whatever it is you need to use it for. United in the sense that we all knew we may not have been making what we wanted to make at the job. So as a result, we decided to create this nest egg SUSU that everybody contributed to. But the linchpin in it was trust. Trust amongst people. And that's what this system, this society is meant to destroy. Just to give an example of trust on a different level. I remember Dr. Ben telling me where he grew up, where he was born in Gondar, Ethiopia, amongst the Beta Israel people, that there was an area in Ethiopia that not just the Beta Israel people used to access, but all the surrounding ethnic groups, and there were quite a few of them, would go to this one place. It would be considered, I guess, in modern day terms, a bodega or a store. But in the store had all kinds of goods, including survival goods and necessities, that all of the different ethnic groups in that area of Ethiopia used to utilize. Now, this man was a one-man show by himself. He would get his goods, put it in the store, leave the store open. Sometimes he would have to leave the store to go to get other goods to, you know, to replace, you know, to do his re-up, get his stuff to, you know, replenish his goods that were sold. He would leave the store completely unattended. No other person with him, no family member, just him. And if he wasn't there, he would leave a bowl by the door that whenever someone came into the store, if they needed something, they took what they needed and they put the value of whatever the amount of money was in the bowl. No one ever stole from that man. No one ever did him dirty. No one ever did anything to hurt the other ethnic groups that had to use that same location. Why? Because it was about collective survival and prudence. if they did do anything that was out of balance, you could potentially be killing another person in their family. So the trust level was so high amongst these strangers, and they respected the service that this man was providing, that they all would. And this was a store that this man inherited. So this was something that went back many generations, and they were never robbed, never stolen from, or anything of that nature, because there was trust and understanding in their collective situation, being in a remote part of Ethiopia. So that ties into the whole concept of us getting to a place where we can be united in understanding the system that we're trying to thwart, united in understanding that we are getting a slave's wage, we're getting debt instruments, and we need to put ourselves right in a position that all of these other people, the Donald Trumps of the world, do illegally. We need to do it legally. And that is the only thing that President Obama, in my opinion, has done that could benefit black people since he's been in office, is the Jobs Act. That is the only thing that man has done. Everything else has to do with propagating homosexuality and whatever other white supremacist terrorist behavior that he facilitated as the figurehead, celebrity figurehead. But that one thing he did to revolutionize the way we collectively move as a people towards getting to a place of collective prudence, trust, and moving towards replacing this horribly unjust system with a just system. Now, if you look at any company today, any company, I don't care what company it is, they're all pyramid schemes. You know why? Because as long as a company has a CEO, CFO, COO, they're at the top of the pyramid. And all of the people who have less value, the least value, which are the worker bees, as they call them, the crowd, that is the crowd, is funding the lifestyle of the CEO, COO, and CFO. So they are considered the brains of the operation, and the people at the bottom are considered more expendable, less important, but they're the ones who are actually the most important because they're bolstering all of the profits and funds that the brains at the top are able to use for their personal benefit that none of the people at the bottom get a piece of. So if we really start putting our mindset on collective, united, independent focus on changing our financial situation, it's not going to be the answer to everything, but I guarantee you, if you don't have to worry about where you're getting money from to pay your bills, how you're going to put food on the table, who you're going to pay to watch your child after school hours if you got to work extra hours, if you can take the time that you stress out about all of that, and just by involving yourself in a collective venture of crowdfunding towards your own benefit and the benefit of others, it's going to get to the point where you don't have to work for nobody else. And when you're dealing with Bitcoin, like Dave said, you leverage that. That's the problem. We have been taught to do things against our own benefit. We get this money, we run to the store. We spend it with somebody who don't look like us. Everybody and their mother can move into a black neighborhood.
We don't build anything that's necessary for sustainability. Exactly. Go ahead, Ryan.
Exactly. If anybody can move into our neighborhood, Arabs, Indians, Chinese, white people, and we spend. They said that the average dollar in the black community is spent within less than an hour after you receive it. In the Jewish community, the dollar turns over 100 times before it leaves the Jewish community. That's why they economically run stuff, and they parlay that into political power that they leverage against the people that can really make things happen. And this is something that we can now do, and weirdly enough, Obama has facilitated that possibility for us. So let's start thinking in a way where we can get that, and you can use it for your personal stuff. If you got stuff to handle, college bills, you know, whatever, you can use it for that. But also put your mind in a state of, what can I do to put myself in a better situation permanently where none of my descendants will ever have to struggle again financially? You start buying that silver and gold. That's what you start doing. And you put it away, and that basically freezes your energy. Remember, all of this is about the theft of your energy. Dollars are units of energy, just like cells process units of energy. And where you put that energy is what sustains and gives life to the things that you find important. We asked about that for Black Talk Radio Network. I'm asking about that just for the business. We're trying to get started off the ground. And the hardest thing to do is to get black people to help other black people. We will help anybody else. And don't think twice. Don't ask them about it. You go to the bank, you give all your money to a financial advisor you ain't never seen before. He could have been fresh out of jail on bail before he got that job. And you have no, for stealing. And you have no idea. You go and you put all your money in the bank account through him. He gets his cut. And then he just finagles your money until you lose it.
And then when he tells you, oh, I'm sorry, sir, we don't have your money, you know, we tossed it on the stock market and lost, you can't do nothing about it. With this, you can actually take your money, do what you need to do, and then think of tomorrow so that you're not just struggling from day to day trying to get stuff done. Because if you can't sit still to think, you can never solve a problem. That's what gives them an edge on us. They make so much money off of vampiring us that they can sit and go to golf courses and hang out and play. And while they're playing, they're thinking of better ways of dominating us. While we're sitting there trying to chase the dollars and chase the cents and pay bills and drive ourselves rampant till we drop dead of a heart attack at 30-something years old. We got to start thinking different. And again, this is something I'm personally involved in. This is something I'm seeing starting to move in a direction where everything that I've been told at the beginning is starting to slowly come to fruition, but it's going to start picking up quite rapidly as this Coins of Change thing moves forward into next year and it's released to the general public. It is something that can, A, it can change your life if you really put your mind to it, and if you follow Dave's instructions as far as leveraging that cryptocurrency for real assets, it can revolutionize your family tree. Your name can go down in the annals of your family as the person who changed things for your branch of the family tree. Forget what the rest of the family's doing. If they don't want to listen, United Independent, they can do what they want, VGQ. But when it comes to you and the people who came from your loins and down that line, they're going to look back and say, you know what, that ancestor did something that changed everything for everybody. And eventually, when the other branches of the family tree see what your branch is doing, they're going to want to get on it, and hopefully it won't be too late. Thank you. And I wanted you to speak about this too, Dave, the aspect of decentralization. I think a lot of people don't understand what that means in reference to cryptocurrency, and I would like for you to speak on that, because this decentralization process is exactly a mirror image of what happened with the record industry. You had the complete decentralization of the record industry, which created the necessity for more robbery in the form of what is known as a 360 record deal that did not exist before the internet existed and created this means where they crippled the bottleneck of the record label as your only means to success as an artist. Now anybody could go out and put anything on the internet. That's decentralization right there. So can you speak to decentralization, the importance of it, and why all of these things are coming up with the IRS and them wanting to jump on the stuff? Because the decentralization aspect gives us a level of freedom and our ability to use our funds for the things we want that you would never have through a bank or through a credit card company or anybody else of that deals in that aspect of the system. Thank you so much, and I'll mute my line. Hope I didn't talk too long.
Man, I'm just going to say this. Roz asked me to say something about this. I'm going to just say what Russell Simmons would say. Good night, y'all. God bless. Roz, you said it all. My man. Roz, call me after the show. I hope you really grasp the frequency that brother was speaking to us all at. Because it's the same energy that is being cultivated within the collective prudence. I'm going to speak to what Roz asked me to speak to. But I want to say this. Here's the important part of the value of this. Coins of Change is just the method to our objective. There are other things that we're going to be able to do as 59,000 strong. From one line, one individual, and it goes everywhere. You'll be able to create the environment that surrounds you by controlling it with whispers. You won't have to scream. You won't have to protest. You won't have to do many a thing. And I know that it seems foreign. Yeah, but that's because many of us don't know that there's many that whisper while the masses scream. And we want to put you in that position. Roz said something about the decentralized system. Here's what's so critical about this whole thing. What's decentralizing about this is not the Bitcoin itself. What is decentralizing about this is you're removing your energy from the system and giving it to the collective community that you resonate with. That's the decentralizing factor that matters. And that's so important. No longer are you giving your energy in this direction that's going to nothing but a detour and a dead end. You're going and you're creating the path to sustainability.
through the concrete bricks that have been paved in your way to keep you from being grounded into the living entity of the earth. I want to say it this way. It used to be an old ritual that children would be born while the mother was standing, so that when the child was born, the first thing that the child would do is that that child's feet would be grounded into the earth, the living entity, as its overall measure of sovereignty. And what do we do now? We put our women on their backs, and that child has to be born into the hands of captiveness. To be a citizen, so that the first thing that that child's foot is put on is a contract, and they put that child's signature by their footprint to say that you are now being crowdfunded for the benefit of the few at the expense of many. The returning of sovereignty is my cause. And that cause for me is more important than my name, because that cause, as it's completed, will memorialize my name and your name. That's what matters, the legacy. That's really what matters. I'm going to say this and then get to it. Didn't need to get to it. We go where we're supposed to be. One of the things that's so important about this whole system with this, with the coins of change, is that you're able to get, acquire, and accumulate bitcoins below market value, but you're able to redeem it for full market price. How many of you would love to have a $1 million house that you paid only $10 for? The whole thing with coins of change is you enter in at $50 worth of Bitcoin. Everyone here probably listening this weekend, you probably consumed, and through consumerism, you blew over $120. What if you would leverage it into investment that gives you control with just $50, and look what it can do? We'll come back to this and show you what it can do. Think about the house scenario. The key to a profit is not where you sell, is where you enter. Coins of change get you to enter the market for real profitability that you can turn into real money and sustainability. Here's why. Wouldn't it be wise if you had the opportunity? Who would be the smarter investor? The one that buys the $1 million house, that sells it at $1 million, and someone asks them, what did you sell that house for? $1 million. Is that person a millionaire? No, not at all. How about this? How about the one individual that buys the house at $100 and sells it for $1 million? That's what you get to do for coins of change. And if you would like to be involved with it, take this email down. I will send you information. You will be in our line. And one of the things that we're going to do, we're going to bring many, many things to this whole thing, from trust to foundations and everything else. We are going to row the boat. And those of you that are already in Coins of Change, I would definitely say row the boat. Because then what happens is that you'll get anxious and you'll start rocking the boat because you're not rowing it. And I'll talk about that as well. And we'll also have a members and a new members call. A members call tomorrow on Tuesday for those of you that are here, for just the members. Then we'll do something on on Wednesday for new members. Very, very important. The key to a profit is where you enter, not where you sell. You acquire an asset, or you make an investment in something because the overall seller is asking the wrong price. That means that you're going to be in profit soon. Here's what you need to do. If you'd like to get in on it, you can email us at power, all one word, lowercase, powerincrowdfunding@gmail.com. powerincrowdfunding@gmail.com. Some of the individuals that we're going to be bringing into this, they have people, almost a million people in their overall community. And they're going to be coming into this before the work. We have to get everyone here. I would love for everyone in Tando Radio Show and Black Talk Radio Network to be engaged and involved in this. It's $50 worth of Bitcoin. If you know someone, if you're in the program, if you can fund someone to put them in it, do it. I've done it. I'm going to tell you, I made $12,000 out of this whole thing. Most of it I have given as donations to others to bring them in. I don't care about that. What I care about is the most powerful thing, that being the collective prudence of us and what we can build for those that resonate the way. In the same. So I just want to say powerful, powerful show. Big ups to my man Mel. Scotty, thank you for you. Roz smoked it. I think the mic is where Fukushima reactors are. It's in the same spot. It's just burning still. So much love, much respect. Okay, everyone, it's never goodbye. It's always we'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure you give one away. Much love, much respect. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.